Welcome to the Navy SEAL Mindset. I'm your host, William Branham. Hope you guys are doing awesome. This is episode 005. Again, we're talking about the Navy SEAL Mindset, the get naked mindset. Naked is the mindset. You have to get naked if you want to think like a Navy SEAL. The N is for never quit. The A is accept failure. The K is to kill mediocrity. That was our last episode. The E is expose your fears. So as I go through these five SEAL secrets, one of these is going to stand out to you more than the others, and it's not good or bad or anything else. Just one just stands out more than the others. And I'll tell you, when I started on this journey, when I started going down this road of figuring out where I wanted to do, what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go after I retired from the military, again, my retirement from the military to becoming a civilian, hardest military mission I've ever been on. I talked to people in all walks of life in all sorts of industries, and from entrepreneurship to military to professional athlete to whatever it is. And more times than not, when that thing that they do in their life comes to an end, the thing that they've done since they were a child, or a business that they've grown from, you know, doing a couple million dollars a year to selling it for billions of dollars. And once they sold that company, I use the analogy of Thanos snapping his fingers and half the world's population vanishes. That's the way I felt. I lost my mission, I lost my purpose, and I lost my team. It took me a long time to figure out my new mission and my new purpose. And now what I call it, building my new SEAL team. That's the people that I surround myself with. Jim Rohn once said that you are the sum of the five people that you surround yourself with. And I can't tell you how accurate that statement truly is. You truly are the sum of the five people or six people or 10 people that you keep in your inner circle. When I retired from the SEAL team, I just started collecting people. Once I realized what was going on with me, I just started collecting people that I wanted to be surrounded with. Sometimes I had to pay for them. Sometimes I had to pay to be near the people that I think I can help and they can also help me. And other times I just sought out old teammates that were doing great things in the civilian sector to get help from there. But the first thing I had to do is I had to be brave enough to ask for help. And that's something that we struggle with as men. Be brave enough to ask for help. And I say that because I was one of those people, one of those men, actually from childhood. I did not ever want to ask for help ever because I thought it was a sign of weakness. And what I realize now is asking for help, I have to be extremely brave to ask for that help, which is a complete mind fuck for me for a long time. I couldn't wrap my head around why was it so hard to ask for help. And then I was talking to someone on Clubhouse, I don't know, when that app was super popular. I think it flamed out, but I think it was a great platform at the time. It was like a live podcast, which really I didn't like because I missed what someone would say, or I'd have to I got where I was going. And so I had to come back and watch it later. I couldn't come back and listen to it later because it was all live. It was what was happening right then. But I got into one of these rooms and I was talking to someone, and there was a psychiatrist that came on, or psychologist. I don't know the difference. One can prescribe meds, the other can't. I don't know which this person was. But I said, you know, I was starting to become vulnerable, like trying to practice that. And I said, I really don't like asking for help. And she said, well, how do you feel when someone else asks you for help and then you're able to help them? And I said, I feel amazing. It's awesome when I'm able to do that. And she said, why are you robbing someone else of that same kind of joy? And I told her that I do not like talking to her because you shouldn't be looking into my soul like that. That's not cool. So anyway, you have to be brave enough to ask for help. And oftentimes that really means exposing your fears. That's about, and I don't mean the fears, lions and tigers and bears are my kind of fears. I don't mean the kind of fears that you might experience in a chaotic combat environment. Those fears, those thoughts, those stresses, those anxieties that swirl around in the back of your head. And when I talk about one thing that stood out to me as I came up with this get naked mindset, this was the one area that I really had to work on in my own life. And it was, again, it was those stresses, those anxieties that were swirling around in my head. I would have arguments with myself. with other people who I had a disagreement with, other people who I maybe could have gotten along better with. I have disagreements with people who are trying to hurt me professionally, personally, financially, whatever it is. Those were the things that were swirling around in my head. Those were the things that were causing me, they weren't causing me to do anything. I chose to drink myself to sleep at night just to dull out the noise that was in my head. CBD, again, going back to how I got going down this road, is I started taking CBD. It helped me in a weird way to drink less, to have more positive self-talk so that I could come up with this get naked mindset, this Navy SEAL mindset. So expose your fears. What the hell does that mean? Expose your fears. Let's talk about fear. What is fear? What even is fear? To use my daughter's language here in Hawaii, she says words a little bit out of order. What even is fear? Fear. I believe the definition of fear, and this is not Webster, this is William. Fear is the anticipation of something that is probably not going to happen. Fear is the anticipation of something that probably never will happen. But you've put it in your mind that it's something in there that's bad that's going to happen. So that's what fear is. Fear is the anticipation of something that probably will never happen, but it controls your life. It controls your happiness. Why are you giving your happiness, giving your power away to something that's probably never going to happen? That's really what expose your fear is all about. So when I talk about exposing your fears, I want you to go do things that scare you. Go do things that you're afraid to do. Making this podcast is one of them. Creating this show is one of them. Starting a coaching program, that was one of them. Maybe you were picked on as a kid. You have low self-esteem. I will tell you to go take a Brazilian jiu-jitsu class for a year. Go take a Brazilian jiu-jitsu class for a year. You're going to learn a skill set. You're going to get in better shape. You're going to be surrounded by people who want you to get better at that skill set. You're going to have better self-esteem, and you're going to be better prepared for times when you're in an environment that is completely out of your control. That's what small victories are. In episode 002, when I talk about create small victories give you the ability to take back control when you are in situations that are completely out of your control. That's what small victories do. That's what exposing your fear does also. Exposing your fears gives you the ability to take back control when you've lost control in your mind. Small victories are about really a lot of oftentimes about taking control back from people or back from situations. It's exactly the same. Expose those fears. Do the things that scare you. Maybe you have a fear of public speaking. Most of us do. I often say when I get on stage to speak that I'm more comfortable in a gunfight than I am speaking on stage because I was trained to be in a gunfight most of my career. I wasn't really trained to certainly do a podcast or speak from stage in a specific way. So I have a fear of that. So what did I do? I created a presentation that I give around the world. And it's exactly what this podcast is all about. 5 secrets to help you think like a Navy SEAL. And again, the secret is naked. You have to get naked if you want to think like a Navy SEAL. You don't have to be in a chaotic combat environment. You've probably seen fear turn into action in your own life in the last week or the last month. Let's just say you're driving down the road. Maybe you're driving right now listening to this. You're not screwing around on your phone. You're not looking at social media or returning texts. You're paying attention to the road. You're paying attention to what's going on around you. And as you're entering the intersection, because you have the green light, someone runs the red light and you see them, you're afraid they're going to hit you or you're going to hit them. You hit the brakes, you steer away. Your fear turned into action. You expose your fears. Maybe you have a fear of heights. You climb up on that ladder, baby, get up there. Or maybe you go skydiving. The ultimate fear crusher. I've seen people completely change their mindset about how they approach the world just by going skydiving. So I encourage everyone to go out there and jump out of a damn airplane because number one, it's cool, it's fun, It's a little cooler at altitude, but it will certainly push you out of your comfort zone. And then maybe you'll find a new, very expensive hobby to do, which is skydiving. And then a third way that you can expose your fears, a friend of mine who is one of those people who took a company that was doing $300 million a year and he sold it. He grew it in 5 years and sold it 5 years later for $3.4 billion. So he's in the billionaire category, still gets these stresses, these anxieties, still has things that bother him, things that these fears that start to control him. And he likes to say that fear does not exist on paper. And so what he'll do is he'll be driving along and all these stresses, these fears, these anxieties, these thoughts start consuming him. And he'll pull over, he'll stop at a Starbucks, he'll order a small coffee, he'll sit down with a pen or pencil and a piece of paper. Not his phone, not his iPad, nothing like that. And he'll write down every one of those stresses, those anxieties, those fears. He'll do a full brain dump. Put it all out there on a piece of paper. And then he'll read it. And then he'll, 100% of the time, he's like, really, that's the thing that's causing me all of this anguish, all of this mental sabotage, that one little thing. He exposed his fears. You can also do this through talk therapy. I'm not a talk therapy kind of guy. I like to talk to myself more, I guess, than another person on a couch with my feet up or what, however that whole scenario works. Or I just like to go out and do hard things. What scares me? Okay, well, I'm going to go do that. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go expose those fears. Maybe I'm afraid to ask for business from someone because I'm afraid of rejection. Go ask for business. Go get rejected as many times and say, I can't wait to get rejected because I'm going to learn more. That, again, goes back to accepting failure. Expose those fears. Accept that failure. Mark Twain once said that courage is the resistance to fear, the mastery of fear. It is not the absence of fear. I like to think about fear to be like a vampire. Vampires, they live in the darkness and they suck the life out of you. Fear does exactly the same thing. Fear lives in that deep, dark place in the back of your brain that you don't want to share with anyone, and it sucks the life out of you. So if you want to live a life free of fear, you have to expose that fear. And once you expose that fear, nothing can stop you. Once you start exposing that fear, you will start to control that fear, and that fear will no longer control you. You guys stay awesome. Again, this is the Navy SEAL Mindset. I'm your host, William Branham. This is episode 005. Don't forget to get naked, and I'll talk to you soon. Hey, this is William Branham, retired Navy SEAL, 26 years of service, and I have a free gift for you. Go to 5SEALSecrets.com, the number 5, SEAL as in Navy SEAL, 5SEALSecrets.com. Go download your free copy of these 5 SEAL secrets, and I'll give you a secret. The secret is naked. Naked is an acronym. Go over there and find out what it is. 5SEALSecrets.com, totally free. All you got to do is give me your name and email so I can send that to you, and it's all yours. Then you can start learning how to think like a Navy SEAL. Talk to you guys soon.